It says in that prophecy that shortly before the monsoon season, in the country of the elephant and the peacock, the reigning scorpion will die. In addition, if I have understood this prophecy correctly, then the death of the scorpion should result through force. Quetzal, 502. That is correct, but talk of a forcible death of the scorpion only appears in the prophecy in a hidden form. Billy, yes, I remember. Then Indira Gandhi in India will be murdered because she holds the office of Prime Minister at the time. Quetzal, 503. That is correct. Billy, her astrological sign is Scorpio. Quetzal, 504. And also in the month of Scorpio, she will be murdered, namely on the 31st of October, 1984. Billy, and who will commit the crime? Quetzal, 505. It will be her own people, so namely men of her bodyguard. Billy, and who will take over the office of Prime Minister for her? Is that already certain? Quetzal, 506. That is, likewise, already determined. 507. Indira Gandhi's son, Rajiv, will assume office. Billy, and, will one catch the assassin? Quetzal, 508. There will be several, at least three. 509. As our preview showed, one will be shot, one will be critically injured, and a third will be arrested. Billy, yes, and how will Indira Gandhi be killed, then? Quetzal, 510. By shots, she will be hit by 10 of them. Billy, a true slaughter, and one cannot do anything about this again, right? Quetzal, 511. You should know that such an endeavor would be futile because things that are determined in such a way are the equivalent of an unchangeable programming, so they are unstoppable. Billy, and what is the reason for the murder? Quetzal, 512. Indira Gandhi will make the Sikhs mortal enemies to herself in the course of the year 1984, and these will then let her be murdered out of revenge. 513. But with the assassination, there is still an element of uncertainty in the sense that it isn't quite clear whether the third assassin is of the party of the one who is to be wounded. 514. Thus, it could be that three as well as only two bodyguards will be involved in the assassination attempt. 515. What is still to be mentioned in this case is that the death of the Prime Minister will trigger a campaign of revenge throughout India against the religious members of the bodyguard, who will fall victim to 2,700 people. Billy, then a great deal will happen there in India. Quetzal, 516. That will be a fact. Billy, but this also isn't likely to change. Quetzal, 517. No. But the events won't occupy the world public for too long because the choice of the American president will outplay this event a few days later. Billy, and who will be the new president? Quetzal, 518. As things develop until then, Ronald Reagan will be re-elected. Billy, are you sure of that? What a stupid question. Quetzal, 519. Naturally. Billy, I already said that I asked a stupid question. If you weren't sure, then you wouldn't have said it. Quetzal, 520. That is correct. Billy, and what is the next incident? Quetzal, 521. Perhaps it would be worth mentioning that Ethiopia will once again suffer from a massive famine, but this will already be at hand much earlier than the assassination attempt in India. Billy, do you mean, nevertheless, that the largest effects will appear around the time of the assassination attempt? Quetzal, 522? No, for the effects will already be very devastating much earlier. 523. What I want to say is that in the course of that time, the world public will first be made properly aware of this catastrophe, thus, the famine will then become a world interest. Billy. Oh, I see, and the problem can be solved, then? Quetzal, 524. No, of course not, for there won't be enough assistance. Billy, as this is always so in such cases. Moreover, I think that such assistance only enlarges the problem. Quetzal, 525. That is correct, because each assistance provided in such concerns magnifies a problem. 526. Each assistance isn't used where it would have to be used. 527. The rule with the earth people is that they always only consider assistance in the face of hunger. Billy, whereby they then overlook the main evils and problems, and they neither fight against these nor resolve them in any way. Quetzal, 528. That is correct, my friend. 529. You have recognized things correctly. Billy, with the ring of Neptune, if the people of the earth would let themselves be led and taught, then a lot of the evil of this world could lie in overpopulation. Quetzal, 530. That is absolutely correct. 531. The majority of all vile things, machinations, and catastrophes must be searched for in overpopulation. 532. But I never talked to you about the other matter. 533. How do you know that? Billy, I don't understand you. Quetzal, 534. You spoke of the ring of Neptune. 535. According to my knowledge, I've never told you that even this planet has a ring. Billy, oh, I see, some Jace used this expression once, after which I asked her for the meaning. She then explained to me that even Neptune has a ring, like all the giant planets of the Sol system. So thus, my wisdom. Quetzal, 536. Some Jace shouldn't have done that, for this fact still isn't known to the Earth people. 537. Yet it has happened, and on the other hand, this truth will, indeed, be discovered in the coming years. Billy, so it will soon no longer be a secret. Quetzal, 538. That is correct. 539. But now, hear what will happen further in the coming time. 540. On Monday, November 19, 1984, a great gas catastrophe will occur in Mexico City, and about 450 people will die. 541. However, this disaster will only be the beginning of a whole number of smaller gas catastrophes all over the world. 542. But only a short time after Mexico City, so we have calculated, an even more enormous gas catastrophe will break out in India, in Bhopal, which will demand 2,562 human lives, while tens of thousands of other people will suffer from poisoning and long-term damage. 543. Like in many other cases of catastrophes on the Earth, however, the actual number of victims won't be mentioned and will be understated, which will naturally result in a false picture. 544. Then, after the catastrophe in Bhopal, nothing really will appear, which would be worth mentioning since it won't be world-moving. 545. First, with the date of the 10th of March 1985 does an event then follow, which will move the world public, namely when the Russian leader, Chernenko, dies and a new man arrives at the head of the government, who will be called Mikhail Gorbachev. Billy, not really a lot of movement for the purpose of the thinking of the Earth people, because the many deaths during the catastrophes will be forgotten just as quickly as the events in Moscow. The people of the Earth are short thinking, and they only get excited just at the moment of an event. Once an event is over, they become forgetful, and they think that it's all over for them. Quetzal, 546. That is, unfortunately, a fact that cannot be dismissed and which will probably always remain incomprehensible to us. Billy, this is also incomprehensible to me. Quetzal, 547. The person of the earth is very short-lived in his memories of things that do not concern him. 548. He is very selfish and cares little for his neighbor, which is why he also displaces such memories and learns nothing from them. Billy, that is also my opinion, but that probably isn't to be changed so quickly. Quetzal, 549. Yes, it will still take a lot of time to complete. Billy, full insight probably won't even be attained when the Earth folk will have brought the greatest catastrophe of all Earth time upon their planet. I just wonder how much it will actually take before the people of this world come to their senses and finally begin to live in accordance with the laws of creation. Quetzal, 550. That is correct, but listen further, 551. The new man of Moscow, Mikhail Gorbachev, will be the great reformer, by whose will and works a lot will change all over the world, even though he in the course of his reform will soon take in a lot of rainfall, about which I'll explain different things to you later. 552. But to a large extent, some Jace already reported to you in the month of October, 1980 about the reforms of Mikhail Gorbachev and their global consequences, so there is really no need for further explanations. 553. Also, concerning everything related to your peace meditation, in which 3.5 billion of our group are also included, she also even explained this to you at that time. 554. But she told you nothing about the adverse events and the dangers to the good course of Gorbachev, which will happen through the evil machinations of power-hungry individuals and extremists and radicals in different Russian countries, such as Azerbaijan, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, etc., and which will jeopardize the entire work of Gorbachev. And she also told you nothing about the war that will go down in the annals of world history, starting from 1991, as the Gulf War. 555. Saddam Hussein, the dictator of Iraq, whom you personally know so well and of whom you always said that he would be the worst butcher of humans if he would only find the opportunity to carry out his murderous plans, will allow an invasion of Kuwait by the military on the 2nd of August 1990 and will, thus, trigger a multinational punitive action, which will be headed by the Americans. 556. From this, a battle will develop, which will be unequaled until now. 557. For about a month, multinational troops will bomb Iraq in unprecedented consequence, before the real battle begins on the ground. 558. The criminal, unscrupulous, malicious, uncompromising, murderous Saddam Hussein will avenge himself and will allow billions of liters of Earth petroleum to be pumped into the waters of the Gulf, by what means he will very soon receive the infamous title Criminal Against Humanity. Translator's note, see Sam Jace's explanation during the 136th contact, beginning at sentence number 458 and proceeding through the end of the conversation for more details. Billy, thus, a military alliance will emerge, which will take up arms against the creep. Man, this can become cheerful, for Saddam Hussein won't be the one to give way. I know him well enough from my stay there, when I was in Iraq. At that time, about 25 years ago, he was still young, about the same age as me. His views, which he explained to me, were so extreme, as he himself is in his whole character. A serious criminal from an early age, he ran into conflict again and again with the police, also because of extreme political machinations at around the age of 15 or 16 years. Even murder was a part of his daily existence, but he was never caught. When he came to power around the turning point of the 80s, he even murdered his opponents and enemies by his own hand. The guy told me at that time that he would also shit on all of Islam. He literally said that to me because he thought of the Islamic faith just as little as he thought of any other faith. Religion, so he told me at that time, was only useful for him, in any case, in order to make the idiotic people docile and subservient to a political or military leader. With a shit faith, one can always get the stupid people to make him a master and a leader, and then, these would be subservient in order for him safely to shed blood. If he would take to the helm and, thus, would come to power, so he told me, then he would know how to take the idiotic people and make them be enslaved to himself. He would simply play the part of a good Muslim and, if necessary, would fall on his knees towards Mecca in public and would hypocritically pray, Thus, the stupid people would certainly run after him and would congratulate him, cheer, and make him the absolute ruler. Thus, he would become master and emperor over all Arab countries, and soon, it would then also be attainable to him to take over the world and become a world-dominating great emperor. He strives to achieve this goal, and every means is good enough for him, even if hundreds of millions of people would die as a result. The guy isn't just a megalomaniac and a limitless fanatic of the most bloodthirsty violence and destruction, but he is crazy and insane and is a danger to the entire Earth. He would subjugate the entire Earth to himself with blood and would subdue it, if only he could. The only way to stop his power-hungry plans is a multinational logical act of force against him. But certainly, idiotic peace criers all over the world will try to prevent this through demonstrations and the like, and also in various crazy Arab camps, there will be a pro-Hussein cry. But these poor lunatics won't know what they try to arrange through this, because if Saddam Hussein would win, should it actually come to this conflict mentioned by you, then this would not only mean the subjugation and possibly the death of the pro-criers or peace-criers, but also the ever-bloodiest enslavement and torment of all of Earth humanity. Man oh man, I know this guy Saddam Hussein and I know what he is capable of. If everything actually arrives as you say, and I do not doubt your words, then one should send all the idiotic peace-criers and pro-Hussein criers into the desert. Quetzal, 559. Your statements correspond to all correctness. 560. But unfortunately, there will be other culprits to be named when the war breaks out in the Gulf in January of 1991, because Saddam Hussein will react to any attempts toward peace just as negatively as to an ultimatum, after which the Allied bombing of Iraq will then begin a little on the 16th of January in the early morning hours. 561. Also to be named as culpable in this war will be all those who build bunkers and chemical factories, as well as many other war technical plants, for Saddam Hussein. 562. Even weapons suppliers and weapons system improving engineers, etc. are also included. 563. Last but not least to be mentioned is Ronald Reagan, who laid the foundation stone for his war policy in general, so that these machinations of a serious and world-threatening nature could and can appear. 564. But to explain the individual points would take too long. Billy, that is understood, but tell me, won't many businesses and companies fall into trouble and even bankruptcy as a result of this Gulf War? Quetzal, 565. Unfortunately, that will be the case, also in Switzerland. Billy, he is a ruthless killer and a destroyer of global proportions. He disdains everything that keeps the world in honor. He also won't shy away from calling fanatical terrorists all over the world, in order to carry out their murderous attacks of all kinds and in all places, causing tremendous damages and destroying human lives. Thus, this war will have worldwide consequences and will evoke worldwide damages and criminal terrorist attacks, which could lead to anxiety and fear. It's just a good thing that this isn't the Third World War, which could, perhaps, still be prevented, as Sam Jace said. Quetzal, 566. Nevertheless, this coming war in the Gulf will be waged worldwide, even though it actually isn't the Third World War, which is mentioned in the prophecies and which can, perhaps, be averted after all. Billy, good, let's leave this. We shouldn't get too deeply involved in these war interests with ifs and buts. Quetzal, 567. That is correct, but it should, perhaps, still be mentioned that this upcoming Gulf War shall be more of a punitive action than an actual war, even though the whole thing will have serious and global consequences. Billy, so with that, all that is necessary would probably be said. Dash now, a question concerning Venus. I mean the planet Venus, all sorts of things have changed there, but I'm not exactly interested in those changes that are already known to us, such as the gigantic sand reductions, etc. The atmosphere is what interests me. How old is it already? Quetzal, 568. You simply know very well how to switch a topic abruptly. 569. Good. Now, 570. The atmosphere of the planet Venus has an age of approximately 720 million years, but still to be mentioned is that it consists primarily of carbon dioxide and is about 90 times denser than Earth's atmosphere. Billy, good. And what about, for example, the weathering at high altitudes, where I naturally speak of the mountains? Quetzal, 571. There are, among other things, lava cones that are more than 8,000 meters tall and that have diameters of up to 35 kilometers. 572. These giant volcanic cones, however, are untouched by rain and, thus, by water erosion, but they are blown over by powerful winds that often carry with themselves fine sand and very often smooth, polished rocks. 573. But the enormous and gigantic winds and volcanic cones aren't just for the planet Venus, because on many other planets, which are foreign to Sol system and which are far larger than Venus, even more enormous volcanoes, mountains, and winds prevail. Billy, is there anything else special in relation to the planets and such? Other, perhaps, cosmic events that are worth knowing? Quetzal, 574. Certainly, but the event will first report itself in the year 1991. 575. From the depths of interstellar space, a dense and immense cloud of fine matter will approach, which will have penetrated so far into the Sol system by about the middle of the month of February that it will then be located halfway between the planets Saturn and Uranus. 576. A fact that actually wouldn't be noticed by the earthly astronomers if they wouldn't pursue the path of Halley's Comet, which will be located in the northern part of the constellation Hydra at the time. 577. These observations will most likely lead to the fact that a tremendous change in the fluorescent ratio of the comet will appear, because it will penetrate into this cloud of interstellar dust and then cross it, which will naturally have as a consequence that powerful frictional forces will develop, which will allow the comet to light up 346 times more strongly than what is the case in its normal state. Billy, then this will certainly also remain no secret to the Earth citizens, for certainly the newspapers will report about this, but probably again with incredible explanations that aren't true. Quetzal, 578. That might correspond to the truth. Billy, thus, the usual. But now, I have yet another question regarding what you said about Saddam Hussein and Kuwait, etc. You haven't revealed how the Gulf crisis or even the punitive action will go out against Iraq, and at the same time, what special things are yet to be expected? Quetzal, 579. As I told you, there will be an enormous bombardment of multinational troops on Iraq and Kuwait, which will last for about a month and which has no parallels on Earth to date and won't have any up to that time. 580. More specifically, this bombardment will last for a month and 1 week and will so decimate and demoralize the Iraqi army units that after the start of the ground offensive, there will arise tens of thousands of starving, wounded, sick, demoralized, and partly emotional people in the end. 581. After the ground attack, a 100-hour battle will take place, during which the entire Iraqi army and also Saddam Hussein's elite units, the Republican Guards, will be routed, after which the US President Bush will then order a ceasefire, namely for the time around 8 or 9 o'clock, Iraqi time, on February 28, 1991. Billy, then at this time, Kuwait might also become free again. Quetzal, 582. That will already be the case on the 27th of February. 583. Nevertheless, Kuwait will be destroyed to a very great extent, and before the ceasefire, the fleeing Iraqis will still kidnap many Kuwaitis as hostages, taking them before, but even at the beginning of, the cruel massacre of the population under occupation, to which women, children, adolescents, and men of every age will fall victim. 584. Women and children will be raped and abused, in order to violate them after that, so that intimate body parts can be cut from their bodies, which will then be swung by the assassin's hands in triumph and be hung up as trophies everywhere. 585. Nevertheless, for a long time, this still won't be enough with the atrocities of the inhuman Iraqi soldiers, for before they flee or surrender to the Allies, they will still set on fire Kuwait's sources of oil and will make the ecological disaster, which was caused by the Earth petroleum that was led into the Gulf, even larger. 586. From the oil fires, thick black soot clouds of smoke will arise, which will not only cause wide area black rain precipitation in several countries, but they will also be very toxic and will destroy much biological life. 587. For a long time, the sun will also be darkened by the black smoke, and multifarious life will be destroyed. Billy, if immature and stupid ones get power and weapons, then they will cause incredible destruction with them and release worldwide catastrophes. In addition to immaturity and stupidity, still religious fanaticism and subservience come together for the degenerated, overbearing jerks, who are so clever, however, that they are able to beat the people into bondage. But how will things continue, then, after the ceasefire? Quetzal, 588. Furthermore will be an attempt of genocide against the Kurds, which Saddam Hussein will operate, after a murderous civil war will be fenced down by his troops. 589. But in everything, the Americans will not bear the least guilt because the American President Bush will request the Iraqi army to direct opposition against the dictator Hussein and to his overthrow, by what means he will indirectly animate the Kurds to this as well. 590. However, if the Iraqi people actually rise up against their dictator, then Bush will simply withdraw himself and then leave the Iraqi people to their misery and to the clutches of their murderous tormentor and murderer, as is customary with many Americans in their attitude and conduct. 591. Nevertheless, America is not only controlled by such inhuman and wrong elements but truly by the people who live there, and just these will be the ones who will compel the Bush administration to take action, while still giving support to the Kurds, who make use of the army stationed in Iraq to their hope and benefit. But this cannot prevent the fact that during the worst time, more than 1,000 Kurdish refugees will die daily in the inhospitable and wintry mountains of Kurdistan, which you know from your own experience, and you know how life hostile they are. 592. Deprivation, fatigue, exhaustion, and diseases will be the causes of death of the refugees, just as also the military and inhuman acts of violence of the Iraqi army, who will also register themselves there into the third millennium, which will lead to the second Iraqi war via the Americans, under the patronage of Bush's son, George Walker, who will then be US president, who will lie to the people about alleged weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and will fail miserably in Iraq with the army. 593. In addition, terrorism will act further, by what means a complete wildfire will be released from Arabia, at least in the Middle East. Billy, and Saddam Hussein, what happens to him? Quetzal, 594. His end will come much later, but about this, I will report to you some other time if it will still be permitted to me, for I shouldn't deal with these things any further. Billy, well, will other things and events still arise that are connected to the murder of Saddam Hussein? Quetzal, 595. Certainly, 596. The chief event of the Iraqi troops in Kuwait will be a time from which a wide-raging cholera epidemic must be counted on, which will demand thousands of lives, particularly in Latin America but also in several other countries around the world. Billy, so once again, a time of a large cholera epidemic. But what happens if Saddam Hussein won't be knocked off his throne? Quetzal, 597. Then over the course of the next decades, it would have to be counted on that the Middle East and even the entire world could be threatened by a new war. 598. He is power-hungry, autocratic, and dangerous, like a pit full of irritated, venomous snakes. 599.